Tune in and hang on tight as Fish Talk Radio takes you on a fishing adventure. We'll take you places you have only yet desired and the familiar favorites with live on-the-water insider tips. Join the party for a blue water, white water, and calm water adventure. Check out Fish Tips and Trips online at fishtalkradio.com. Tune in for the all-natural attitude adjustment.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan, and I believe somewhere out there we have Phil Friedman on the line with us, just kind of joining in the conversation. Phil, did we happen to find you?
You did, John. How are you?
Oh, well, you know how it is. It's fantastic. And first of all, what we would like to mention, we'd like to people to stay tuned to us today because we're going to be traveling around a little bit. One of the things that I'm kind of interested in is talking to Rick Bogert, who was just back from Aruba in a billfish tournament. We're going to be covering Charlie O'Massey is going to be doing some bass fishing information, and we're going to be talking to Baja and to East Cape and to the La Paz. Anyway, we're traveling all around the world of fishing, freshwater and saltwater. But Phil, we've got you on the line right now, so you know what's on your mind. You've got some information for us that for this time of the year.
Well, John, I could fill you in on what's going on in Baja, as well as the long range situation, as well as Southern California. But let me just tell you a fish tale for a second. It happened on Tuesday down there off San Jose del Cabo in a panga. A 351-pound yellowfin tuna was taken on board a panga. You know, the world record fish is 388 pounds taken on board the Royal Polaris. But, boy, you put the Royal Polaris up against a panga, and it's created this real controversy out there, which fish was the hardest to catch and so much more. But I got to tell you, it was taken on 80-pound test in the bumpy Sea of Cortez. It was a little bit bumpy this day. And they had to get the captain over on the other side of the panga for fear that it might tip over, and it darn near did. But they landed the fish, and it was quite a catch. And you talk about just an epic battle. We certainly had it down there off San Jose del Cabo on Tuesday, John.
Okay. Well, we're going to get into that because we're going to be talking to Cabo. But right now, we're going to have to go to a real quick break, and we're going to be coming back. We have Phil Friedman on the line from 976 Tuna. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and see if we can get in touch with Mexico. I think we can talk to Kit. So, Phil, stay tuned. Stay close by. Everybody, we're going to be right back with you.
In Santa Barbara since 1949, McConnell's has made super premium ice cream with a guarded secret method of old world technology, using only local fresh cream, eggs, and sugar. There are no artificial ingredients or stabilizers. A container of McConnell's ice cream can weigh almost twice that of its competitors because of the rich, creamy flavor and texture. You will understand the difference with your first taste, and you will know why the Los Angeles Times named it the best of the best. Ask your retailer for McConnell's fine ice cream.
West Marine is America's favorite boating supply source. They've got thousands of items to keep your boat looking good and running like new. West Marine has an incredible selection of apparel and footwear for all your adventures on land and sea. Boats, motors, screws, fittings, the latest electronics, fishing gear, apparel, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. With locations nationwide, West Marine has all you need for fun on the water. Call 1-800-BOATING or log on to westmarine.com to locate the store nearest you.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
It's all about life. just like control. Watch your school.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan on the line with Phil Friedman. Also on the line is we have Michael from my favorite part of the world, the marina at Cabo San Lucas. And right in the middle of the marina, the finest fishing fleet anywhere in Cabo, which is probably anywhere in the world, is we have the Picante fleet. Michael, you've had a busy time this last week, haven't you?
Yes, we just finished up with a few tournaments. We had the Bisbees, and then after that... We wondered if the fishing was going to slow down, but, John, it's been hot.
Hey, I'm going to be down there with any luck in about a week. And, you know, I think this is the perfect time of the year because the fishing usually in the fall reaches its peak, but the heat is not over being oppressive. So I think it's the perfect time to go down, but what am I going to catch?
Striped marlin.
Okay.
We had one day where we had 35 striped marlin. Along with three sailfish picked up by our fleet.
And that was just in your fleet?
Yes.
Wow.
It's been, some boats are reporting up to 8 billfish in one day.
Okay. Well, hoping maybe see some tuna or any Dorado?
Quite a few Dorado, too. We've gotten in the last few days about 56 Dorado. Only one yellowfin, but most of the guys have been keen on the marlin, so you can expect the numbers to reflect that.
Okay. Well, Phil, what do you think? Should we see if we can get a trip together down to Cabo?
Oh, my God, are you kidding? Picante Fleet does such a magnificent job, and, you know, as you've been saying, John, the weather's perfect, and the variety, big tuna, marlin, it's just really fabulous right now.
Well, again, that's the time that I want to go down there. And the Picante fleet in particular, I don't want to brag on them too much, but, you know, it is impressive. The amount of boats that they have, you know, from different sizes. And the great thing about Cabo San Lucas is depending on where the fish are and what the weather is, when you leave the around the arches, you can turn right, left, or go straight out.
That's right. And it seems like now the Golden Gate, a little bit north, is where the marlin have been been hanging out, and it's been, it's been unbelievable.
That'd be about 20, 25 miles up the Pacific?
Yeah, it's not, it's not very far a ride, especially if you're one of the bigger, nicer boats.
Right. Yeah, I got spoiled in one of those. And so right now the bite is in the Pacific, or it just depends from day to day?
Yeah, the last few days, like I say, it's been up there, and... I was up a couple of days ago, and it was wonderful. A lot of bait fish around, birds working, and some nice Dorado up there too.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. That sounds great, and I'm certainly anxious to get down there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your fleet and give us some contact information?
Okay. Well, we're located right in the marina, and we're easy to find, and you just next to some of the well-known spots, Senior Suites. And Harley-Davidson, and you can reach us at our phone number in the U.S. at 714-442-0644, or you can reach us online at www.picantesportfishing.com.
Okay, well, we appreciate that very much, and I'm looking forward to seeing you hopefully real soon.
Okay, take it easy, John.
Okay, thanks. Okay, we're going to jump across to Fort Lauderdale. We have Taco on the line. Are you still out in the water, Taco?
Hey, guys, how's it going today? Yes, I am.
Well, oh, man, you lucky guy. Hey, Taco, what are you catching today? Let's hear what's going on.
Today was one of those days, and I hate to tell you because we don't always have them like we did today, but we whacked a mahi-mahi dolphin fish. We did real well. We got 2 out of 3 sailfish. We're here at the Bahia Mar Deluxe Resort on Fort Lauderdale Beach. The world's largest boat show's going on. Bikinis are running up and down the beach, and Corvettes are zooming all over us. In fact, I died and went to heaven.
Oh, my God.
It's one of those days, guys. If you're going to write a postcard, today's the day you would write it about.
Okay.
Well, Hannigan's booking a flight, and he heard that bikini thing, and he's on his way, let me tell you.
You know,
Captain Taco, let me ask you a question here about the sword fishing out of Fort Lauderdale. I understand it's quite good, and you guys are doing some daytime sword fishing down there now.
Indeed, we are. We're dropping big squids down anywhere from 1,200 to 1,700 feet down on the bottom. It's kind of the newest thing in sport fishing, and it started in Venezuela, and now it's at Fort Lauderdale. Man, it's exciting, and it's not just the sword fish we're catching. On the way out and on the way in, we're catching the mahi-mahi. It's just like a godsend. It was a brand new kind of fishing, and we're just so excited about it.
I know, and the great of fish. You're getting some awfully big swordies down there, aren't you?
Well, the last one we got was a little over 400 pounds. So just imagine. It was over 9 foot long. It was a hell of a fish.
You know, John, that's what intrigues me about Fort Lauderdale, and Captain Taco can affirm this, I'm sure. You got inshore, you've got offshore, then you've got this big game fishing going on. You got it all.
Phil, I was going to say, I've been to Fort Lauderdale briefly, but I've never fished out of there, and I've never caught a swordfish. I'm really curious about that. I'd love to try it, but what's this 1,200 feet?
Well, that's the whole thing. These fish are nocturnal, so generally speaking, they feed at night. But when you go down 1,200 feet, it is nighttime. It's dark all the time. So we're using these special lights to get down there, and it's just worked out so well for us. As a matter of fact, if you go on my website, tacohookedup.com, you can see the pictures of some of these swordfish we're catching and read some of the stories. It's just exciting as heck. It really is, guys.
How big are these fish?
You know, your average fish is going to be around 80 to 100 pounds. But like I said, our last one was just over 400. Mm-hmm. So you do have that shot of catching a monster, a fish of a lifetime.
You know, Phil, I don't know about you, but I think I'd like to try out the anchor winch if I had to pull up a 400-pound fish from 1,200 feet.
Oh, well, my God, what a battle.
There's a little trick to it, guys. We do use electric reels.
Okay.
So that
okay.
helps that okay. helps tremendously.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, sign me up.
Wow.
Okay. Come on down, guys, to the Deluxe Hotels. I'm telling you, it's a ball down here. You got to get on down.
Well, why don't you mention a little bit more about the luxury hotels and the ones that are in the chain. And, you know, I was kind of intrigued a little bit about that boat show. Can you give us more information on that?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
if you want to talk about the bikinis, go ahead, too.
I'd rather talk about the bikinis. I'm around boats all the time. But no, all kidding aside, guys, I'm here at the Deluxe Hotel at the Bahia Mar right on Fort Lauderdale Beach. And annually, they host the world's largest boat show. And it's hosted by Bahia Mar, and our general manager, Kevin Quirk, seems to put the whole thing together. And it's just amazing. I mean, I'm here as we speak. I'm in the thick of it. It's just closing up for the day. And it looks like I'm leaving a Rolling Stones concert. It's just people everywhere. Everybody's having a ball. And you've never seen so many boats in your life, not to mention the bikinis, John. Lots of them.
And that goes, how long does that go? Does it go through the weekend?
Yeah, it sure does. It starts on Thursday. Thursday is kind of a VIP day, I think. But, you know, Friday, today, it started to kick into gear. And, today's Saturday, and it's just going to go all through the weekend. And it'll end on Monday.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. We appreciate that. And if you do see Kevin, say hi for me.
I'll do it, guys. Hey, guys, thanks for the call. And get your butts down here. We're having a ball down here in Fort Lauderdale.
That sounds good. And real quickly, you can just go to luxuryresorts.com for more information. Thanks, you, Taco.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, that was exciting. Let's see if we can catch our breath just for about a second, because right now we're going to head up the opposite direction, all the way across the country, all the way into the Pacific from Hawaii. We have Carl on the line, who's a Carl has been a friend of mine for years. He's a business consultant. He's been in with automotive and diving business, but he's going to give us a kind of an up to date what's happening in Hawaii, Carl.
Aloha. Aloha, California. How you doing?
Oh, fantastic.
Well, we got some beautiful situations out here in Hawaii, John.
Well, I know that, you know, it's always the right time of the year to go into there, but, you know, from what I understand, you know, it's getting a little bit easier, more affordable, and why don't you give us a touch on that real quick?
Absolutely. With airlines bringing on a lot of more routes and flights in from the California areas, you know, you can get great deals on flights. The economy is such, whereas on the downturn 3 years ago when everything had bottomed out, you know, prices dropped and, you know, all indications from an economic perspective, the politicians are telling you things are getting better. Well, everything is up in Hawaii, but everything is up from being down at its worst.
Mm-hmm.
So there's great deals to be had at the hotels. The sun is shining. The sky's blue. The water's warm. The situation is beautiful out here. So it's a more or less a buyer's market. There's a lot of good deals at the hotels that are
right.
not fit full. There's a lot of good deals with the airlines. And, you know, Hawaii hasn't changed. The
right.
weather is beautiful. All the time.
Carl, we went, you know, our favorite airline, Alaska Airlines, I know just recently they got some new flights that going directly to Hawaii. I know they got San Jose, and I know they've got, I think, San Diego. But, yeah, there's a lot, you know, for flights. So business can't be too far down if Alaska's adding new flights to it. And, obviously, once you get there, the fishing, the diving, is there any quick comments?
Well, I'll tell you what, the visibility here is tremendous on a daily basis. We have slow-moving currents. The water is clear, blue. We have over 405 different endemic species of fish endemic to the state of Hawaii. The sea life is plentiful. The topography is just unique and different with all of the different formations and lava formations versus your standard coral-type formations.
Mm-hmm.
The water is warm. All the time. The fishing boat fleets and the charter boat fleets are plentiful. And again, business might be up 20% this year, but that's from a 3-year
right.
low.
Okay. Carl, that makes it even all the more reason. It's, and everybody knows how beautiful Hawaii is. We appreciate that. And, you know, we'd like to check back in with you from time to time. And I know that you're involved in a lot of things. If anybody wants to get in touch with Carl, best thing to do is go to fishtalkradio.com. If they've got any questions about traveling to Hawaii, we can get Carl to take good care of them. So we appreciate that, Carl, for that standing by for that report. And thank you very much. And we'd like to get back with you again.
Aloha.
Okay, thanks. All right, you're listening to Fish Talk Radio, and we're going to be back with you momentarily. We still got a lot more to cover.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAHA.
He's a great American fisherman. He'll fish anywhere. Anywhere there's water, Lord knows he'll be there.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. We've got Phil Hart on the line with us, and we also have one of the premier retailers, and probably the most knowledgeable in anybody that I know, is we've got Dan Hart from West Marina on the line. So, yeah, why don't you give us an idea what's going on, and Phil, why don't you get some questions for Dan?
Hey, Dan, morning, it's guys. Always yeah, great to have you on the show. You're so knowledgeable and do such a great job down there in San Diego. Let's talk offshore. That is still happening, isn't it? There's kelp out of yellow, some yellowfin tuna, a couple albacore here and there. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, they're still catching yellows. There was just a couple of boats fished this week, but they had awesome weather because the high pressure we had knocked the seas down. And then you find the patties, they're finding some yellows. They didn't find them on every patty, but they worked it out, found a couple of patties, and really whacked some fish this week. So it's been it's still good fishing. Here we are at Halloween, and we're catching fish.
And it looks like we're in this good weather. We may have a little bump here tonight, a little wind, but other than that, it sounds like it's going to continue for a while. Nice weather.
Yeah, they said that we were supposed to get rain here in San Diego tonight by maybe by 5 o'clock, and I'm looking at very partly cloudy, beautiful, sunshiny day right now, so I think they might have missed us on that one. Hey, I got another big secret for you. The sea bass are back. We got sea bass from La Jolla up to Encinitas biting this week. So the squid boats were in there fishing the squid a little bit, and a couple of skiffs got some squid from the squid boats, and I know one boat had 4 sea bass. It was just a couple of days ago.
Wow, and you guys probably had one of the most spectacular years ever this year on white sea bass. Am I right?
it doesn't sound like it's over either. We had just the best season I can ever remember in 25 years of being down here sea bass fishing, and it sounds like they may be biting a little bit again here.
My buddy Pete Thomas is down there off Carlsbad, and he said Carlsbad was all lit up with light boats the other night, so I had sinking suspicion that there was a lot, not only squid there, but maybe some sea bass. And isn't that something? You know, I was talking today to the XL, and on the ridge, on his way down to Alejos Rocks, Danny had a sea bass bite. Can you believe that?
Really? He was fishing on the Uncle Sam, that kind of, that ridge?
Correct.
Excellent. That's amazing. You know, in the springtime, they get really cool, kind of ugly water in there, which is what sea bass like. But usually in the fall, the water's warmer and a little cleaner. But this year, it may not be the case.
Well, and that's exactly the point that Justin Fleck made. He said it's usually a springtime deal here, but this year it is going on late. What about the Coronado Islands? How's that bite going?
I think there's still some yellows around. The guys didn't fish them much this week, so I don't have a lot to report on positive stuff. I heard a little bit of stuff at the rock pile might have had some yo-yo fish still taken this week, but the three-quarter day boats have picked a couple of fish, but I haven't heard a lot to report in the last day or so.
And the bugs, are they still crawling a little?
Yeah, the bugs are around. Guys are crawling pretty good. I've seen photos around of some nice big bugs, and also there's a new notice out about there is a toxin that's coming up in bugs. You got to be a warning of, don't eat anything but the tail meat. Some guys eat the entrails on lobsters and that kind of stuff, and you're supposed to avoid that. It's a new thing just coming out in fishing game. I just notice of it.
Once again, all this information, anybody can glean it by walking down there or driving down to West Marine in San Diego, right down from the big landings. Dan, how do we find you there? You do such a great job.
We're just a couple of blocks from the sport fishing landings at 1250 Rosecrans. We're only a block from the turn on Shelter Island Drive to the San Diego launch ramp. It's easy to find us. We're a blue and white building. We take up the whole block. Or call me at 619-225-8844. We'll give you a fresh fish report right there.
Cool. Great job, Dan.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. And, of course, at West Marine, they've got all over the country. And speaking of West Marine, why don't we go to Charlie Almasi and see if we can get a... Charlie is a Western Inland Regional Manager and a professional bass angler. So, Charlie, do you have a tip of the week for us or give us an idea what you're up to these days?
Hey, guys. Yes, I do. Hey, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about striper fishing in the California Delta. The fall and into early winter right now for the next 8 to 10 weeks is going to be awesome striper fishing on the California Delta. Mm. That's where the San Joaquin and the Sacramento Rivers come together in Northern California. And the stripers are running up the river out of the bay, and they are just chasing shad up into the dead-end sloughs, and it is some awesome fishing right now. So I want to give some people some tips right now on where to go, what to throw, and get out your big nets. Because you can catch stripers up to 50 pounds right now out there.
Wow. Charlie, and I know that you normally release all of your fish, but that striped bass, you know, if they're just one happens to end up in a skillet, they don't get any better than that one.
Oh, no, they don't. And, yes, we do try and practice catch and release, because the more trophies you release, the more they can spread that dominant seed and grow the population bigger. But
so how do we catch them?
Yeah, if you're going to go catch them, the areas around Stockton, the main channel into the Turning Basin down in the Port of Stockton and over in Discovery Bay are some of the best places where these big stripers are herding these shad up into the, in essence, the dead-end sloughs in those areas. And you can use three different things right now with great success. You know, live bait always works, but us bass fishermen, we don't like to use a live bait. We like to use those artificials. So we are throwing rattle traps, ½ ounce, 3/4 ounce, white, and also chrome with a bluer back. We're just throwing those like we would for casting for largemouth bass. Same deal. The key is finding the schools of shad with your HDS side imaging Lowrance or hummingbird sonars. And once you get into these pods of shad, you'll see that the stripers are underneath them and will come up and at intervals and thrash through these schools. And you can catch them on the rattle trap, number one. And then you can also use a 3/4 ounce Hopkins spoon and just vertical jig right through the balls of bait. And you can also use a 1/2 ounce or 3/4 ounce hair razor white jig. Three great ways to catch fish. And if you're lucky enough to get out there at crack of dawn or when the tide's changing, right now, so you can get some of your biggest fish on topwater plugs, especially the Lunker Punker. It's an 8-inch. It's like a giant piece of cigar. The thing's huge, and it moves a lot of water. It stays on the surface. And some of the biggest fish, my buddy caught a 54-pound striper on one about 3-4 weeks ago in Frank's Track, which I would say is the third best place to catch some big stripers right now out there.
Great information. And we keep saying, Charlie, that a lot of people start thinking after, you know, the fall comes that it's time to put their fishing gear away. That's just not true, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. This is probably, I would call it the second best time of year to go fishing for trophy, largemouth, and striped bass. And get out there as long as the water is in the 50s to the low 60s. That bite is going to be fantastic in the California Delta.
And I would also suggest they stop in at West Marine and maybe at Stockton to pick up some gear and some information. With any luck, you might even be there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Go into any of our West Marine stores. We've got the info and the tackle for you.
Great. Thanks a lot, Charlie. We always look forward to that freshwater report.
All right, always good talking to you guys.
All righty, thank you. We've got a very interesting person on the line coming up right now, Rick. Rick Bogert, who is foremost, I guess, Rick, the fishing, you're truly an artist, and you're also a tournament billfishing angler. So give us an idea what you've been up to. We haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks.
Well, I've been mostly doing the artwork, but I did the artwork for the tournament in Los Cabos, actually the Los Cabos Billfish Tournament the week before the Bisbees. And then and right after that, I flew over to Aruba to do the Presidential Challenge over there, which was the Caribbean Cup. So, so I've been running around.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now, when you're working the tournaments, do you ever get a chance to put a line in the water?
Occasionally. Mm-hmm. I didn't these last two, but usually the tournaments I do down in Central America, down in Los Sueños, I usually get to go fishing there a few days.
So. Oh, you fish Costa Rica also. You know, Costa Rica and Los Sueños has some great infrastructure, a huge marina, a lot of boats, but my understanding is a lot of Central, you know, America, and especially, you know, what is the fishing like in Aruba? Can somebody go there and get on a charter fishing boat and go out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, Aruba's in the Caribbean on the Atlantic side. It's just really off the coast of Venezuela. Mm-hmm. And the fishing's pretty good there. I mean, they caught quite a few blue marlin, mostly small blue marlin and some white marlin and some sailfish, depending on what side of the island you're on. So one side you're catching marlin, and as soon as you go to the other side, it's all sailfish.
So there's a reason to go other than just the fruity drinks.
Oh, yeah. Aruba's it's a nice island. I mean, there's lots of shopping there if you like to shop. But the fishing's pretty good. And yeah, it's a pretty good time over there.
Well, and again, about the fishing, which is what we're interested in, is there a lot there? Is it expensive? Because I certainly know nothing about it.
Well, I'm not sure what it is to charter a boat there. Most of the boats that were down there were guys, you know, with private boats fishing this tournament. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really look into the charters, but I would imagine they're fairly reasonable because they're not running very far. They're pretty much, you know, within a 10-mile kind of zone, uh-huh. 10, 20 miles. So
do they use pongas or is it cruisers? They have marinas?
No. There's like regular charter boats, so, you know, like 30, 40 footers, you know, anything from Hatteras to, I didn't see too many Vikings, but, you know, some older boats and some newer boats. But definitely a good place to go and give it a shot.
Phil, do you have any experience in the Caribbean?
I have a little bit, but it's been a while. A friend of mine was just in Aruba and had wonderful wahoo fishing, big wahoo, and he said he had quite a few of them. So,
great.
I mean, I know there's some diverse catching going on there with wahoo and yellowfin tuna. Great. And some bigger marlin like blues and blacks, but he was raving about the wahoo fishing down there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? We're just about out of time. Rick, what is your website?
It's www.rbogert.com.
And it's very, very interesting. Go down, check that out. There's some great stuff if you want to get in information about some of his artistic work. We appreciate that. We're going to have to go, Rick. We appreciate that very much. And thanks a lot, Phil. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan with Phil Friedman, and we'll be back with you next week, same time.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time. Baby, going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife will catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing.